Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello there and welcome to another edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in this week's programme, we'll hear about absenteeism, an AI event in Letterkenny, a Donegal Women in Business Network coffee morning, and also a survey on coffee and tea breaks. But the focal point of this edition is about a business in the county that recently celebrated its first birthday. DL Burger operates in Balbuffet, and the man behind it is Gareth Dutch, who is well known in the Twin Towns area. When he returned to Ireland from Australia, he had to think long and hard about whether he would stay in the construction sector or would he fulfill a lifelong dream to run a burger outlet, but one with a big difference. Well, his DL Burger business is not only up and running, it's flourishing. And even though he is living in Dublin, every weekend he makes the trip up from Dublin to trade on Chestnut Road in Balbuffet at one of the entrances to Finn Park, the home of Finn Harps, and also it's just located beside Aldi. The response to his special fare using specific local produce has been such that he is now thinking of expanding with more outlets. Gareth, many thanks for joining me on Business Matters, and we're going to look at your own business, DL Burger, and, well, you've got off to a great start. But before we look into the burgers, and you've got great reviews about what you're serving up there in Balbuffet on generally Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays, but before we go into that in depth, let's just maybe get a bit of background about yourself. You've been involved in Jackson's Hotel, well known throughout the country, and as a youngster there, family connections, and you got to work there in your younger years.
Well, most of us in the family, we would have all started off in the hotel there. We would have been put through every section in there. But probably when I was about 16, 17, I would have been working in the kitchen for a few years and just loved working in the kitchen, just the vibe and the atmosphere in there, and kind of done that, worked in every other section, and then eventually then I would have went off to university or whatever, and then the path kind of detoured a bit, you know. My grandfather would have been Joe Jackson, and then Barry would have ran the hotel. Barry would be my uncle. So he would have been running the hotel back in the days when I was working in there.
Yeah.
So it was a brilliant atmosphere. It was a brilliant place to work back then, you know.
So you did everything pretty much from lifting glasses to working in the kitchen, the bar, doing bedrooms, leisure centre. So it gave you a great insight into that whole hospitality sector.
Yeah. Would have worked in, it gave you a good insight, yeah. So, there wasn't an area in there that I didn't really, that I loved, that I, every area in the hotel I would have loved working in, you know. Every area had its own unique thing about it. So I used to love the bar, doing all the weddings and everything was good crack. The kitchen then was just a whole different environment altogether as well. But no, it was all brilliant. I loved every bit of it. So yeah.
Now, even in your teenage years and whatever, were there aspirations to someday maybe have your own business in the hospitality sector, or how did things come about?
I always kind of talked about it, like I always talked about, you know, someday I would love to own. I always had a bit of a passion with the burgers and the chips, and there used to be a chip shop in Balbuffet called Finview, and we practically grew up in there, and the whole chat was always about being able to copy and do the burger and chip as good as theirs. And me and one of my best mates, Paul Blee, like we would have always talked about doing the best burger and making it yourself and having your own thing. And it was always just a wee bit of a pipe dream that we used to just chat about all the time. And We could have endless conversations about what made a burger good, why one place is better than the other, and we could chat for about 15, 20 minutes comparing burgers from different places. And it was just always a thing to chat about, and kind of half always talked about opening up our own place, but it was just always a bit of a pipe dream. And then, you know, your lives just take different roads, and I ended up going to Australia for 16, 17 years, and, you know, you just keep chatting about it, but you're never really sure if it's ever going to kick off or not, but you just keep talking about it all the time, and eventually it all kind of just came about then, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you were doing in Australia, and during this time, as you say, it was very much still at the back of your mind to have your own burger joint.
Yeah, well, I was working over in Australia. I'd done a lot of carpentry, farm work, carpentry and concrete, and so a lot of the work I would have been doing would have been working out in the mines, and we would have done a lot of bridge work and stuff like that, and I loved it. I had the best time ever over there. But yeah, like any time conversation started to dry up, I would always start chatting about opening up my burger place. Oh, I used to torture boys' heads over there chatting about burgers. And then what ended up happening then, I came home on a holiday one time and I got introduced to my wife through another one of my best mates, Shane McConnell, who's actually the butcher that I get supplied from. And then me and Aoife kind of headed off, and just within the space of a few months, I packed up everything out of Australia after nearly 17 years, and I moved home. And then I kind of knew once I got back to Ireland, I kind of thought, right, look, this is the time now. You know, this is a whole new fresh start, and if I'm ever going to do this burger thing, now's the time to do it. So me and her had a big chat, and I just jumped at it then and just went for it.
So how many years ago did the whole idea begin to become a reality?
I'd say about 2.5-3 years ago, just after, oddly enough, it was after we got married. And then I came to a bit of a crossroads. I just thought, look, you know, I either stay in construction in Ireland or I make a go at it now. And then we just had a big chat about it. And I knew then that was the moment I had to just make a go at it there and then. And then within that space, everything just started happening real fast. I knew then, right, we need to get the trailer. And then kind of like you can talk about it for years, but once you start making that first step, everything really starts to go real quick after that. And I was very lucky with Finn Harps that they were able to let me go into their thing. So that kind of sped the process up. I didn't really have to go looking for a place and all the other issues that can come along with that. So once I knew that I could get my spot in Finn Park, then everything just kind of started going real quick.
So for those people not familiar, the just behind McElhinney's, the road which has the Aldi store on it, and behind the terrace, that's where you can find DL Burger on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 3 till 10.
Now, when you made that decision to go into this and to really give it everything, it meant obviously a capital investment, there was an element of risk, and you need to be getting a return, getting a bit of that cash flow coming as soon as you can. So how long was it from getting the actual purpose-built burger van to actually selling the first burger?
I'd say the whole thing, probably about 4 or 5 months, and then because I went through a crowd in Donegal Town, they ordered the whole the trailer and everything for me, and then I went through Stevens and got all the equipment, and then once we kind of made the down payment on the trailer, I'd say it was about 5 months after that, then we had her all kitted out ready to go, and then we knew, we kind of set a date for the Paddy's weekend, and then we just had to kind of just charge at that. And then we kind of got it. I think we aimed maybe 2 weeks before Paddy's weekend, and then there was a bit of an issue with getting the gas and everything fitted was a little bit of an issue, but we got there, and then we just made a big charge for Paddy's weekend. So I think it was about 5 months after we put down the deposit for the trailer.
So this is Paddy's weekend, what, 2024, is it?
Last year, yeah, 24. Yeah. We're up and running now, just over a year now at this point.
You've got great reviews and a case really of hitting the ground running and the word getting out quickly. So what's so special about DL Burger? You do spend a lot of time on your produce, so explain to us what exactly people can expect.
Well, so all we do is beef burgers, chicken burgers, and chips. And so we source all our spuds from Charlie Doherty. We have a particular field that we take ours out of because they're the most consistent with the flavour that I want. So we get all that. So those spuds come in fresh every weekend. And I chip them myself every day fresh. And then we only use beef dripping oil as well. We don't use any seed oils or anything. So flavour from the beef dripping and the fresh spuds make our chips unique. And then I get my mince. We get that then from Shane McConnell. And that's a mix that me and him have kind of been playing around with, I'd say, I wouldn't be surprised if it was nearly 10 years me and having been messing around with our mixes, because I've been doing all these burgers for parties, for christenings, family get-togethers, and every time we're getting different mixes and trying different things. And now we have it, and I get particular cuts and everything in there as well that add to the flavour. Plus then we use a flame grill in the trailer as well, so it's almost like a barbecue charred flavour we get off that too. And I get my mince. He minces that for me every day fresh as well. So I collect my first batch on the Friday, then we get another fresh batch for the Saturday and the Sunday. And it's the same then with the chicken. That's all fresh fillets we get off him as well. And then we do our own marinade for that as well, and the chili, coconut, and lime.
And am I right in saying you don't have a freezer? Everything is fresh.
Everything is fresh. I don't have a freezer in the trailer, no. I don't want a freezer. Yeah. Everything is fresh. Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's making a difference, because just judging by the feedback from people I know who've been there, and just looking at the reviews, be it Facebook or other platforms, huge amount of positivity. So people really are finding that this is something. It's not just a case a burger is a burger. This is something that is at a higher level, and you're getting the reward because people keep coming back.
Yeah, well, look, I always say, I feel like about 90% of the people that are coming are all regulars. They're coming all the time, every weekend, if not every odd weekend. And even like the age range from them, like we get all young, it's nearly a 50-50 that we get all the younger crowd, but we get a lot of the elders as well, and they all seem to love it, and that's what keeps us going, and that's why I don't really want to move out of that spot. You know, they're the ones that are keeping us going, so
yep.
Everybody seems happy, and then every weekend we're getting new faces. There's new ones coming over from Letterkenny, Donegal Town, all over the place.
So the match night for Finn Harps, that's a really big boost for you, because there's much more footfall than would normally be the case. People going right past the van, going in and out of the ground. So again, you know, that's giving you, I suppose, a head start for a new business.
Yeah, the Harps game has been very, very good. The kids seem to love it. They all love coming up, getting the bags of chips. We've great crack with the young ones. We do a few things there. Sometimes we'll just do paper, rock, scissors with them for a free bag of chips and stuff. And we just have great crack. And then Finn Harps have just been unbelievable as well. There's been no issues with me tapping into their things. And they've helped me with every step of the way with advertising. And we do little deals for the games now. We started doing... We're working in there with Kiernan's now, where they give out a prize for family tickets to the games, and then we'll do a family meal deal for everybody as well. So it's been really good. Like, Finn Harps have helped me every step of the way along with them too. So yeah, they're fantastic.
Now I'm speaking to you. You're in Dublin because you're still living in Dublin. So you're coming up to Donegal every weekend for DL Burger, and long term, you'd like to expand and have more than just the one outlet.
Yeah, well, that's so I'm kind of in the process now of getting, we're in the process of converting a couple of containers So we'll have one container facing in with Finn Park. We're hoping to have a double-sided hatch. And then we'll have another container like an L shape. And I want to have that as a prep area with a viewing prep area so everyone can see that we're chipping our own chips and rolling the burgers. And then we'll have a storage area there. And then we're hoping then to have a bit of a seating area, you know, a bit of a shelter seating area. So the idea is that we can try and get that up and running hopefully within the next few months. And then that frees up the trailer eventually. And then I'd like to get someone maybe to help run that with me, and then that frees me up to take the trailer down to Dublin and kind of start all over again down here, and yeah, just see how it all goes.
And would you envisage in the future going to, you know, big events, like be it concerts or exhibitions or things like that?
I wouldn't say no to it, but I definitely enjoy doing the more personal things, like doing Kia Motors. We go up to Kia Motors there. We've done them a couple of times. Birthday parties. We've a hen party coming up. I think I'd probably be a wee bit more interested in doing those types of things other than the festivals. So, but I mean, I wouldn't say no to it. Definitely not.
Yeah, never say never. Gareth, you've had nominations for the Irish Restaurant Awards, so great to get those and a good boost. And then earlier this year, the Highland Radio Hospitality Awards, you got the Best Burger in Donegal Award. And you can see from people coming up to you and talking about it, and since then, you got great reaction from that. And it was a great way of getting people to vote for your business, and I'm sure it all helped in your own marketing.
Yeah, it absolutely did. The Highland Radio Award was the very first one that we were nominated for, shortlisted for, and the very first award that we got. And I have to say now, it's really, really helped our business. You know, a lot of ones have heard about it, a lot of ones have come and said, oh, you know, we heard you got this award, which has been fantastic. And then I think it was like only about 3 or 4 weeks after that, I got a letter in the post, and we'd been nominated then for 4 different categories with the Irish Restaurant Awards. 3 of them were for the Ulster Regionals, which we didn't get any, but we went down to Monaghan for those. But we have been nominated for Food Truck of the Year in Ireland. So those awards are going to be held down in Dublin. It's a big black tie event. So I think me and my wife will end up going along for that one. So yeah, we're very excited now for that. That will be a big one, but I say there's a lot of stiff competition for that one now.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Join me again after this short break when we will hear more about the thriving DL Burger business in Ballybuffet.
If you're starting or growing a business, make your first stop Local Enterprise Office, Donegal. Get information on all the state supports available and get signposted to other supports and relevant bodies. Whether you're a new entrepreneur or an existing small business owner, start at localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Welcome back to Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore. I'm speaking with Gareth Dutch of DL Burger. Let's continue on and hear more from him now in part two. And what are the biggest challenges you face as a small business?
I'd say, honestly, the biggest challenge is getting up at the weekends away from the family and knowing how difficult that can be. But other than, like, honestly, like, other than that, I don't find a lot of it being that challenging. Like, everything just seems to be just running really nice and smooth. The Harps games is kind of almost more stressful because you just know what's coming at you. But then once you're in the thick of it, you're grand and you just get over it. But I haven't found anything wild challenging other than just getting up every weekend and leaving the family all the time, if that kind of makes sense.
Is one of the secrets for the success to date being the fact that you have a relatively limited menu? It's only a number of things, but you can do them all very well and you've great control of what you're doing. And because you're specialising, that's helping with the feedback.
Definitely. And that probably answers part of the question before that. because it's so simple, because we've only, we minimize what we're using and doing, there's very little room for error. You know, like the spuds are coming in fresh every week, so I don't have to worry much about that. The meat is coming in fresh daily. So there's, and you know, you're literally just doing the same thing over and over again, and there's very few points of weakness in it or areas where things can go drastically wrong. So our suppliers are very limited. You know, everything is very limited, so there's very little room for error and things to cause stress, basically. We don't have to worry too much about creating menus and becoming creative about various different things. Now, when the containers, when we get the containers up and running, it might be an idea to add on one or two things, but I am very hesitant about adding on too much because it just creates more room for error and confusion and loss of control, you know.
And tell me, in a business like yours, is there a lot of paperwork that's involved? Is there a lot of time away from the core business?
There's a lot of paperwork and all, you know, you have to keep track of all the cleaning schedules, all the deliveries, you have to keep track of all that stuff. Then on the Monday, you have to kind of gather up all the receipts and yada, 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 and just kind of go through and file all those things. But I mean, but like, other than that, like, it's grand, you know. It's not that bad. It's no different to paperwork you have to fill out when you're on a construction site for all your safety and hazard stuff as well, so. It's grand.
So tell me, when you look back now, the first week, was it a case of being a little bit nervous? Was there a bit of trepidation? Because I'm sure it was difficult to gauge just what the reaction was going to be like.
Oh, well, when we opened on St. Paddy's weekend, that's Finn Harps were actually playing that night. And that was maybe the first or second weekend that we were open, and we were thrown straight into the Finn Harps game. And I had no idea what to expect. Absolutely no idea. What ended up happening was I prepared X amount of spuds, and I literally needed double the amount. And thank God, my mother was there, and my mother was down the back peeling the spuds, and every bag she had peeled was dropped up to us, and we chipped them, and then she had to keep going, and it was lashing rain that night. And we must have gone through about 20 bags of spuds then that night. But then, everything was just kind of grand. You know, I can't really remember even that far back now. Everything just seems to be a bit of a haze because it just goes so fast.
So, all in all, it's been a good year. What would your advice be to somebody who maybe has had an idea like yourself and it's always been at the back of your mind? Because people can have great ideas, but to bring them to fruition, it requires courage and risk, and it can be a leap of faith.
I would say if you have an idea or something that you really want to pursue, I think it can feel daunting and it can feel like a real long road to get there. But I think once you make that very first step to try and achieve it, I think you can be very surprised how fast things just start to come at you. And then you just keep ticking each one of those off, and you actually get there a lot faster and a lot easier than what you would think that it would take. But I think you just need to make that first little move, and then it everything just starts coming at you. Like.
And in a business like yours, social media has been a very positive thing because it's helped get the word out, and when you have people who are giving you good reviews and they're telling their friends, and there's been some video footage and you've mentioned their competitions and things, that has all helped to get more people to find out about your business.
Yeah, it definitely has. We ran quite a few little competitions at the very start, you know, about naming and tagging and stuff like that, which all really helped. And then I kind of do feel like ever since Christmas, and then ever since the Highland Radio nomination and then the win, it's definitely taken off way, way more. Like it's been really, really big now this last few months. Like, so yeah, I think all those things help. Yeah.
Now, it'd be remiss of me not to ask you about the name. it's not a surprise, given that you're from Donegal, but D.L. Burger, how long ago was it that you actually thought of that name?
Probably D.L. Burger kind of started floating into my head maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. And just the whole idea that I wanted behind it was that I was just adamant that everything that we use, we just get from Balbuffet or Donegal. I didn't want to have my spuds coming from anywhere else. I won't ever get my meat from anywhere else. And just wanted to source everything down to the uniforms, everything local sourced. Because I kind of feel that we have the best that the country kind of has to offer with all of it, you know. And that's just, I just think it's just a great way to be. Just support everybody around you, and they can help you. You help them, and that's all you need.
And finally, Gareth, if somebody wants to find out a little bit more, your Facebook page is probably as good as anywhere to start.
Yeah, we have our Facebook page, DL Burger Co., and then we have our Instagram page, at DL Burger Co., and you'll find us on Google Maps as well, just DL Burger Balbuffet. I haven't quite got around to Snapchat and TikTok. Can't beat word of mouth anyways.
Well, my thanks to Gareth Dutch, as many of you will know him as, of DL Burger. In some other news this week, the anticipated absence rate for 2025 is forecast to rise to an average of 8.5%. Well, that's according to a report carried out by a leading provider of HR and employment law support services. Adair has released the findings from its latest HR barometer report, underscoring absenteeism as a critical indicator of overall workplace health and performance. And this comes at a time when hybrid work, economic pressures and escalating employee stress levels are heightening the challenges for organizations. The report highlights that while organizations are increasingly focusing on employee well-being, the anticipated average absence rate for 2025 of 8.5% has significant implications for productivity and operational costs. Now on to some local matters, and I just want to bring some events to your attention. Are you ready to bring AI into your business? Well, an event titled Use AI in Your Business will be held from 8:30 to 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, May the 8th, at the PGIM premises in Letterkenny, where expert panelists will share practical ways to harness the power of AI. More details and bookings can be made through Letterkenny Chamber. The Donegal Women in Business Network is holding its annual countywide coffee morning on Friday, May the 16th. Now, this is a chance for people to come together in a relaxing environment for a chat, and who knows what leads could be generated. Open to members and non-members, there are a number of venues around the county. In Letterkenny, it will be at the Century Cinema Complex in Dunloe. The coffee morning will be at the Waterfront Hotel, and in Buncrana, the venue is Inishowen Innovation on St. Oran's Road. All three of these coffee mornings from 10 until 11 a.m. And in Donegal Town, the 55 Cafe in the Donegal Town Business Park is the location, and the coffee morning there will be from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. To book your place, you can contact the Donegal Women in Business Network or go to its social media pages for links. Some locations will have a limit in terms of numbers attending. That date again, Friday, May the 16th, so just a bit of advance notice. Meanwhile, enterprises in Ireland spent €7 billion on research and development in 2023, according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. Significantly, this was 81% higher when compared with 2021. Foreign-owned enterprises spent €5.9 billion on R&D in 2023, accounting for 84% of all R&D expenditure, with Irish-owned enterprises accounting for the other 16%. The CSO figures also revealed that there were 40,956 people employed in R&D in Ireland in 2023, of which 50% were employed as researchers. Finally, a new survey has revealed that coffee now reigns supreme as Ireland's favourite break-time beverage, with Lions and Nescafe the nation's most loved brands. The survey by Codex Office Solutions highlighted the pivotal role of tea and coffee breaks in the Irish workplace. Indeed, the study of 500 office workers shows how these small breaks in the day contribute to workers' well-being and productivity. With 70% of workers taking two or more tea or coffee breaks daily, for many, these moments are an essential pause in the working day. A striking 65% of respondents rate tea or coffee breaks as being very important for their well-being, and somewhat important for a further 23%, demonstrating the power of a simple cup of coffee or tea to boost morale. Emily Harnett is head of marketing at Codex and had this to say.
The survey that we carried out at Codex found that coffee and tea breaks should be a vital part of the workday because they're more than just a chance to caffeinate, but rather an opportunity for both restoration and connection. So whether you're a flat white fanatic or a loyal Lions tea drinker, taking that break, getting up from your desk, stretching your legs and heading down to the kettle can do a huge amount to help boost morale and well-being during the workday.
Meanwhile, the survey reveals that coffee is now the number one break-time beverage for 50% of Irish workers. Tea, unsurprisingly, is a close second on 37%. Then we have herbal teas, 4%, hot chocolates on 3%. Lion's Tea dominates as Ireland's favourite tea brand at 32%, but that's only just ahead of Barry's Tea on 31% and Lipton on 8%. Among coffee lovers, Nescafe wears the crown with 31% of the vote for preferred brands, followed by Coffee Pod and Espresso brands. Interestingly, one in six respondents keep their beverage breaks brief at less than 5 minutes, but a majority, some 72%, keep their breaks between 5 and 15 minutes, and 16% admit to indulging in longer breaks. Well, whatever lies ahead for you this week, I hope it's a healthy, happy and profitable one. If you want to contact the programme, the email address is businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.